Welcome back to College Questions. I'm DJ.
And I'm Tarshawn.
Tarshawn, it's good to see you today, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Man, the weather is getting nice.
We just
had an eclipse.
Yeah,
totality.
Man.
And, you know, I got to tell you, man, leading up to that, I remember thinking, now, I had family coming to town for it, and that was cool. I was excited for them. But I just, the idea of, like, so many people coming, that was, I didn't understand it. I was like, why? Like, is,
man.
But then we went to some of the things, and the NASA folk that are super smart were saying,
he said NASA folk that was super smart, go ahead,
99% is absolute differently, is so different than the totality. And it makes sense because totality, you can take your glasses off and look up. Did you look up at that?
Not with my glasses off.
I mean, no, but with totality. In totality, though.
Yeah.
In totality, you did, right?
Mm-mm.
You didn't take your glasses off?
Nah, brother, I barely wanted to be outside. What you mean?
You missed. Hold on. You telling me right now you didn't look up?
I took my glasses off and I kept my eyes looking at people. I wanted to see people enjoying it. I didn't. I don't care about no eclipse.
But you didn't just look just
bro,
1 second.
Bro, I don't care about no
changed.
Eclipse.
Bro, it was amazing.
I was looking at my baby outside.
Not, but how do you not? It was for 4 minutes. You
I looked at
look.
It with my glasses on.
You
looked up my things.
But you could barely see it with that. You know you had the freedom to do that in totality, right? You could take them off.
I could have looked at it without them on.
No, you can't do that.
But I'm saying, ain't into that, bro.
I'm going to be honest with you, though. You missed out.
All right.
You missed out. Because everybody, like me included, I was kind of like, this is, I was like you. It was like, I ain't a big deal.
Yeah.
But then I looked up.
Nah, I stayed there.
And I, see, there's a lesson to be learned in this, bro.
Maybe.
There's a lesson to be learned here, man. Sometimes, it's kind of like I tell my kids, this Daniel Tiger song, we try something new and it might taste good because kids don't want to try anything new. So we sing this song. Hey, you do something new and you might like it, man.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I'm a fan now. It's coming again in 20 years somewhere through Arkansas. I'll probably drive to see it.
I wish I would.
You need to. I'm going to make you come with me, man. I'm going to make you come with me. Get in the car, man.
All right,
so we'll be old men.
Ooh-wee.
I'll be 64. It does bring up an interesting question because, you know, signs and wonders have always been something fascinating to humanity.
Facts.
And I do believe God created the earth, spoke it into existence.
Yeah.
Right. Speaking of that, like when I'm looking at that eclipse, I'm thinking, man, how cool and creative is God to on occasion, just on occasion. This isn't something that's going to happen every year. Matter of fact, something happens every for us right now in our lifetime, 20 years.
Right.
I'm 44. I've never seen that before. So I went 44 years. I don't even know. I mean, I've heard of eclipses. I was like you because the last eclipse I remember, it was a big deal. I went up to the school. And got out in the schoolyard with all the kids, and we put our glasses on, looked up, and I was like, all right, that really wasn't that cool. I mean, honestly. So that's kind of what I had leading into this one. I was like, okay, cool, but I'm not. And then I experienced it. I'm like, okay. Okay, my point is, though, God gives us, that's my connection. I'm like, man, he did that. That's a sign and wonder of God.
Yeah.
To me, it points to creation. That ain't just going to happen. Like, there's a designer. That put all this into motion, right?
Yeah.
And that's kind of cool. But over time, and then we have Jesus, right? Who performed signs and what he did miraculous things.
Mm-hmm.
But he also warned us that there's going to be people who are going to come after him and like try to say this and try to say that. And we see people doing this, like with the clips.
Yeah, man.
Like, did you hear anything like that leading up the eclipse? Like people trying to say, the eclipse is going to mean this. And it's,
I'm a person, DJ, that sometimes I feel like I have to check myself because there's sometimes I feel like I get annoyed with that kind of talk and that kind of vernacular. These are the end of times. These are the end of day. This is a sign. This is a sign from God. He's coming back. Right? I agree that he's coming back. But I don't think necessarily that the eclipse that we just experienced had anything to do with it. That's just me.
Were they trying to say like it's literally about to happen?
This is a sign from God. Yeah. This is it. Yeah. And sometimes I had to check myself on my faith and my spirituality. But I don't have a problem with saying that I think that was a blessing that God gave us to see.
For sure.
And just leave it at that.
Yeah.
I don't think that got anything to do with God coming.
It's interesting how people have, even in my lifetime, you know, I remember when Y2K, bro, all that stuff. And like, you know, everybody's always trying to connect with some natural phenomenon or just time of like putting together, like, and I'm like, nah, I just don't get into it. People actually ask me leading up to it, like, hey, what you think about this? And I'm like, I'm like you. I'm like, I don't give it any thought.
Right.
I'm not into that. I don't. And matter of fact, I feel like Jesus cautioned us against people who do try to do that. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, especially now in times, in my mind, it's like, look, in times started when Jesus ascended after the resurrection, like he dies, he comes back from the dead. He goes back, says, I'm gonna come back for y'all. Right. So you got that. And then whenever he comes back, we're in the in-between time.
Yeah.
2000 years later ish. But we're still in that in-between time, which is all the end times.
Right.
And.
So you're saying for the time he left.
Yeah.
Was the end times.
We've entered the end times the moment he ascended after. Yeah.
But. My thing is, how many eclipses happened before?
Yeah, exactly.
Since then, totality.
But that's exactly right. Like, people are going to.
You're going to be right one day.
They're going to try to.
You're going to be right. You're going to be right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can keep saying this stuff. I don't know. This is why I'm apprehensive to keep talking about it, because I don't want it to be taken that, you know, there won't be signs and there won't be things. But I just don't think we should consider everything a sign and a thing.
Yeah. Well, here. So let's go to Jesus, right?
Yeah.
Let's go to Mark 13. I was a student meeting with a student last week, and he had some really cool observations about this. And here's what Jesus says in Mark 13:5. Jesus said to them, "Watch out that no one deceives you. Many will come in my name, claiming I am he, and will deceive many. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nations will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places and famines. These are the beginnings of birth pains." And he goes on, brother will betray brother. I thought there was something in, he kept going. Oh, here you go. "At that time, if anyone says, 'Look, here's the Messiah,' or 'Look, there he is,' do not believe it. For false messiahs and false prophets will appear and perform signs and wonders to deceive people, if possible, even the elect. So be on your guard. I've told you everything ahead of time." And then he does reference the end. "At that time, people will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory, and he will send angels and gather his elect from the four winds." But he also says in this one, "But about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father." So there's a couple things to learn through there. Number one, when Jesus is talking about, like, don't be alarmed and the wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes, over time, people have, like, see this? Oh, this is happening over here. So this means bro, the world was put into brokenness the minute sin came into the picture, right? So the earth has been waiting to be restored. And so when Jesus ascended, it's still, the earth still ain't fully fixed yet, right?
Right.
It's going to happen. But that's why he's like, look, you just got to try all those things. It is a sign in this sense. The only way it's a sign is it's a sign to point back to the big picture reality of it's all real. God put it all into motion. He is coming back, right? At some point down the road. We don't know when that is. And the world's broken, right? So all the things, whether it's the cool eclipses or wars, rumors of wars, is all pointing to the fact that it's all real. It's all true.
Yeah.
We're in the in-between time. I love that part when we're talking about end times, signs and wonders. Two things get my attention. Number one, isn't it crazy that Jesus said that many will come and deceive, and that those who are going to deceive will perform signs and wonders?
Wow. Wow.
Like, not that they're going to try or like fake stuff, but like they're going to. And people are going to look at that and be like, oh, see what he did? He must have authority. He must be the one to follow. I better listen to him. And Jesus is literally warning you to say, no, no, no. Watch out.
Man, bro.
I also like that he says no one knows the hour. So that's what else is hilarious about all these people who are like, oh, this eclipse means this and that. And it's like, you don't know.
You don't. They, like, you have no clue.
The two coolest conversations I think that have happened and are yet to happen. One's happened, one hasn't. The moment in time in, for all of history. When I say that, I'm thinking of like from the moment like God, Jesus and the Holy Spirit decided to create everything, right?
Yeah.
They're just like, let's just make all this and call it good. To the moment in time where it's all settled and done. And we're everyone on the face of the earth is either with God forever in eternity or they're away from him in hell. I'm talking about that.
Yeah.
There was a moment in time where God looked to the sun and said, it's time. And thus the manger, thus Christmas, thus he came to that which was on the word of God took on flesh, right? Mm-hmm. Like that. What we just read is there's going to be another time that God says that. It's going to be different, but he's going to say, hey, it's time. Because according to that, he's like, not even the Son knows. But that means there's going to come a time where the Father says to the Son, hey, it's time. But no one knows when that is. Mm-hmm. So anytime someone comes to me trying to say, oh, this means he's going to say, no, I don't. I read my Bible, bro. You don't know.
Nobody knows.
Matter of fact, if you try to make that connection, it ain't going to be the end. That's proof that
so
it ain't.
So why are we spending time trying to figure out when?
Exactly. Because it's a fool's game, man.
You just need to be ready. Right?
Yeah, that's kind of what he said.
You
yeah,
just
be
need
on
to be
your
ready.
Guard. Stand alert. Be ready. Yep. And how do we do that?
Well, I'm telling you, and this is a secret that I'm going to share with anybody listening to the podcast. That's annoying to me.
Yeah.
Because I feel like nobody knows, bro. Like, why are we spending so much time trying to figure out when, or why are we paying attention to things and saying that this is what it is if nobody knows?
I'm okay having like a fun conversation,
but it don't be fun for me.
Well,
bro.
I do think it's interesting that the signs and wonders component of people are drawn to signs and wonders. So much so that even when Jesus was on this earth, we have recordings of how people kind of were demanding signs and wonders.
Yeah.
And he's like, matter of fact, I've been doing those and y'all ain't connecting the dots. He's like, I'm not going to perform a trick for you, like, which is what you're kind of demanding right now, because the truth is you're not even going to believe. But all throughout history, people have been fascinated with it, signs and wonders, you know? And so, you know, it makes sense that people want to look to these things and make it mean certain things. But, you know, I go back to, you know, the heart of God and the heart of Jesus is yes, God did the miraculous. He did. Bro, signs and wonders to me are the fact that I woke up today and walked outside and looked at my grass. I planted seeds a few weeks ago in some dirt and watered it. And now grass is growing. Because of the sunshine and because of the rain and because of all these things working together, there's this nice green grass that came from a seed, bro. I'm watching the birds fly out of a nest that I didn't realize was up there in my carport when I went to move a box, and this bird takes off right by my head, and I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
I walk out and I see this bluebird, red bird. I see creation, man. We talk about, like, I see all those things. Bro, that is signs and wonders to me.
The one like, thing that, I that said about the eclipse was, you can't tell me my God isn't real.
Yeah.
Didn't say anything. Yeah. I left it there, man. And I said it over and over again to random people. You can't tell
you
me God ain't
just
real.
One look, though.
Man, I did.
No, but in totality. You said you kept your glasses on.
I looked at it.
No, but not without your glasses. Next time. I feel like...
I'm not
and
doing
the pictures
it, bro.
Don't do it justice.
Man.
I'm going to come find you and I'm going to grab your head and I'm going to be like, look.
Do you know that the trending search on Google was headache after the eclipse?
You know why?
Why do my eyes hurt?
Because they stared at it outside of totality, man.
I just don't think that the glasses I had on were that safe.
No. But what I'm saying is.
And I know before, I ain't going to take them off.
But before and after that 99%, you can't. You can't, but only
but I
during.
Took it, I took it off. I took them off. I was just looking around.
Only during the totality.
I might have cracked my eyes. I might have did that.
Okay,
but I ain't do that. No, you ain't get me on that, homie. Not happening. It's not happening.
I trusted the NASA folk, the smart folks, to this that I could.
Don't put your they trust in man.
Hey, okay.
Don't put your trust in man.
You know
bro.
My baseline. I don't trust people, but you can earn my trust.
Yeah, how did they earn your trust?
They went to space,
you
man.
You don't even know them.
They went to space, man.
No, DJ.
Mike Massimino, man, he took a picture with my kid. He was nice to my kid.
He
I can
told
trust
you he was
going to
be good? By looking at it incomplete, he told you that?
He represents all the NASA who said you can look at it without your glasses.
He is him. Did he tell you that?
I don't know him personally. He did not tell me that.
You don't know none of them.
But anyway.
Oh, no, DJ.
It was fun.
Okay.
But I do think, man, it's interesting. People throughout history have. And, you know, I think practically for us, I do think that, you know, we can talk about the big moments like an eclipse situation. Yeah. But you know what's funny about that is? Most people do live for only the signs and wonders.
Yeah.
And that's sad because they're only looking for it in these extravagant ways, like an eclipse. And now they're looking forward to 20. Okay, cool. But what's going to happen between now and then?
Yeah.
I would argue that there's these incredible signs and wonders. Dude, you and I are breathing. Our lungs are working. You eating lately?
Yeah.
It is good food, right?
Real good. I can taste it.
Taste buds.
Yeah, bro.
I mean, that's a wondrous thing, man. You said, I guess what I'm saying is I've learned that I can eclipse. Awesome. Amazing. Also, you got to break it down to the smallest of things. If you really want to take joy in life and you really want to soak up every moment, you got to learn to find that total eclipse, like in every little thing you do. Cause it's there, man.
Yeah.
It's there, dude. I'm watching my 7-year-old son playing this morning on the floor before school. He loves to get some playtime. So, you know, kids sometimes can struggle to wake up for school, man. And so I told him, like, hey, buddy, if you want to get some playtime, man, you got to have to get and get up out of bed. So he pops up, bed to bed, brush his teeth, gets the clothes on, go down. And I take just a minute just watching. And, man, you see this just 7-year-old boy just got these little toys and he's taking pillows and blankets and he's creating. He's creating scenes and he just, bro, that's a sign and wonder.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like you watching just the coolest thing happen. Mm-hmm. And I'm totally, he doesn't even know I'm watching. He's just in his own world, man. He's just in his own world. I'm just like, bro, that's cool. I'm soaking it up, man. So I'm enjoying the eclipses, but I'm saying that I think for us on a practical daily basis, man, you have to learn to be in awe. If you're only in awe of a total eclipse, you are missing out. You should be living every day in awe of all these things.
That's good, DJ.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro.
I mean, and that's what makes me sad. And I think that's what Jesus was speaking to, man. He's like, y'all all looking for these, like, you just pay attention. Like, they were missing him. He was right there, bro.
Wow.
He was right there.
Yeah.
And they ain't seeing it. And how many times do we do the same thing?
Man.
And so I think it's a good lesson for us. Okay, cool. I'm gonna be down with the eclipse. Somebody said it's going through Fayetteville, I'm probably gonna drive up there.
Right.
I never would have said that before, but now after I experienced it, we might be 98%, but 98% you can't take your glasses off at 98%. So I'm gonna drive on up to Fayetteville. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna bring my buddy Tarshawn with me. We're gonna take off our glasses.
Yeah,
and we're gonna look up. Oh yeah, yeah.
Nah,
You said yeah.
I definitely just lied.
You said
I definitely just lied. Like, what you
I
mean?
Tricked you into that one. but what's gonna happen between now and then, man? I'm gonna keep soaking up these amazing moments.
Absolutely.
And be in awe, man, because life, it really is. It obviously it has its challenges. It has the things we have to wrestle with, and there's all kind of conflict and tension we have to deal with. But, man, there are some incredible moments.
Yeah, bro.
But they're small, and I think that's what the problem is. We've become so fascinated with these extravagant things that we don't know how to enjoy the little things. And that's a tragedy, man.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, I agree.
Well, good stuff, man. Tarshawn, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, man. I enjoyed you,
fun
bro.
Fun times. And if you had a chance to enjoy the eclipse, you know, pictures, they do not do it justice. And I've seen some cool pictures.
Yeah.
But it's just not the same.
And also, we need to put down the phones and just enjoy life in the moment.
Yeah.
I get that we want to save history and all that stuff, and that's great. But sometimes you got to get from behind them phones and enjoy.
I made a decision that moment. I just put my phone up, bro. You got to side with you. I wasn't looking at it the whole time. I'd look up, but then I'd look out in the woods because I wanted to see like what was happening. I looked out at the horizon because the horizon looked like just crazy. Like, is it a sunrise? I mean, I know it's not either, but it was like it looked just wild, man.
I was at the depot.
It was fun to look
at. I was at the train depot.
Were you?
It was crazy. Yeah. Like, just to
people
see
people were
so
cheering
many,
when it went to totality. Yeah. That was cool. I heard that. I was
and
watching
the music that was playing. It was just like so much, like, I don't know. It was just great. It was a great experience, bro.
It's awesome. Awesome deal. Well, good stuff, man. Appreciate you, brother. Until next time, I'm DJ.
And I'm Tarshawn.
And we want to encourage you to stay connected to one another.
Yes, sir.
To a local church.
Come on.
And most importantly, the God we love and serve.
Always.
God bless.
Peace.
Whatever you want to be, it helps to be well. An active, healthy lifestyle is key. We offer tips and support to quit smoking and address health conditions like diabetes and high blood pressure. It's never too late to make decisions to help you be healthier. Call 833-283-WELL. Be you, be well. This ad brought to you by your Master Tobacco Settlement dollars at work.